I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Terrorists in Nigeria continue the horrific attacks against Christians. Find out who's helping and how you can be part of the solution. And what can we learn from third century Christians in a time of plague and fear? One ministry explored that question through media, and we'll get to that story in a couple minutes. But first, attacks on Christians in Nigeria by militant Islamic groups haven't diminished at all during the COVID-19 lockdowns. Several brutal assaults took place just this week as Fulani herdsmen killed men, women, and children. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
since March 23rd, our workers in Nigeria have identified 13 different attacks, mostly in Kaduna State and Plateau State, involving a total of 44 people being killed in these attacks. So the rate of attacks has just kept right on going in spite of coronavirus and in spite of the shelter-in-place orders that people are trying to follow around the world.
Attackers, mostly Fulani herdsmen, struck once every few days throughout the months of April and May, while the Nigerian government failed to stop them. Christians around the world form one body, says Nettleton, and when one part feels pain, the other members feel it too.
Voice of the Martyrs is privileged to be able to stand with them. And in fact, I received a picture this week of one of our workers in Nigeria with a mask on to protect against the coronavirus, but delivering aid to some of the families who had been affected by some of these attacks.
From Nigeria, we turn east to Ethiopia. Before COVID-19 came, Ethiopians were, and still are, fighting one of the worst desert locust plagues in modern history. Now, torrential flooding is decimating any crops that survived the locust. A third of all Ethiopians live in severe poverty, and they're the hardest hit when disasters strike. Compassion International cares for impoverished kids, bringing them hope in Jesus' name. Compassion's Giram Getachew says their latest efforts include a nationwide radio broadcast.
That has allowed us to outreach these children and the families, also the whole Ethiopian Christian community, to transfer our message of peace, you know, encourage children. Children are the most vulnerable part of society at this situation.
The lockdown means believers can't gather in churches, so they're finding other ways to care for vulnerable kids. Compassion's Tewodros Gevin Muskell says,
the project staff make a phone call to the beneficiaries and encourage them with the word of God. And also they provide food supply.
Visit us online for the full story. And until then, ask God to help Ethiopia. Pray for his abundant provision.
The government has already announced a fasting and prayer. So I would be happy if you join us in this prayer and support us.
And in a world stunned by the COVID-19 pandemic, the hope that the gospel brings is more important than ever. As countries worldwide progress toward a new normal, Denise Godwin of International Media Ministries reflects on the church's role in recovery.
The church is in a time of challenge. There's no doubt about that right now. Christ said we would have times of challenge, that there would be tribulation. He didn't say the message should be diminished. He didn't say who we are in Christ changed. We are still his workmanship, and we are still representatives of Christ, even though our times are really challenging.
The current situation reminds Godwin of a similar situation in the 3rd century when Cyprian led fellow believers to care for those who were suffering from a plague. International Media Ministries created several videos about that time to challenge believers around the world and bring hope to those who don't know Christ. Godwin believes that these pieces and others are crucial now more than ever.
It is a very important time for media missions right now. People are inquiring and looking online, and sometimes they're just looking for entertainment, and they may find a story, or they may be asking really hard questions about who is God in hard times.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochanka Padaiti. Each true story reveals an amazing journey of change when the love of God takes over. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.